A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" But Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not thirst or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband.' You have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for? Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat, which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Can someone have brought him something to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 4 months the harvest will be here?' I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for others. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." On my daily trips, I pass by a large cemetery. And within the confines of that cemetery, readily visible from the road, is a statuary cluster depicting the events of today's gospel. There is the woman, and there is Jesus, and there is the well. I imagine the intentions of the cemetery was to imply that the living water that Jesus gives from that well, the well of his heart, extends to those who are buried around him in the earth. There is a further affirmation of the true humanity of Jesus, for he is truly thirsty. The only other time we hear of Jesus expressing thirst is from the cross, and because Jesus is the result of a thirsty God, one who thirsts for the salvation of his children. Within the houses of all the Daughters of Charity, Mother Teresa of Calcutta's group, there is always a crucifix with the words inscribed near it, "I thirst." And brothers and sisters, do we realize that God thirsts for us? And do we thirst for God? What is the expression of thirst for one who has absolutely no need for us? It is a self-determining love which expresses that thirst, which expresses a strong desire for us to come to him, to be refreshed, to be saved from the desert of the world by life-giving water. Jesus knows the woman well before she even opens her mouth. But he's there not by chance, but by God's design, so that he would reach out to this non-Jewish woman, reaching out to her and saying that he has water that even the well of Jacob could not provide. Water that is self-sustaining. Water that is the intimate expression of God's love for her. The great love of God, which thirsts for you and I, is an expression of divine humility, of a submission to our needs, of a submission to our value as his creation. He has absolutely no need, but because he is love incarnate, he chooses to empty himself out in our service and to become life-giving water for the world. Jesus at the well also encounters us, for we are a thirsty creature. We are a thirsty people, and Jesus alone offers us the water of life. Receive it, enjoy it, and let others know where this well is to be found. Amen.